East Coast Breakfast.
There's so much of stuff happening in KZN this weekend, and one of those big events on the calendar is the Hilton Arts Festival. And a good mate of mine, Bruce Dennell, wrote an entire musical called Actress, and he's on the line with us right now. How's it, Bruce?
Hello, Darren. How are you, brother?
I'm well. So there's already quite a buzz about your show, Actress.
Happening,
obviously, everyone's going to be asking you. So, Bruce, what qualifies you to write Actress, hey?
Nothing whatsoever, other than probably knowing many of them, having been an arts writer for a long time and you know, getting paid to go and sit in dark rooms with talented women. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean, yeah.
So, Bruce, give us an idea. I've seen a little bit of the stuff on your Instagram. It looks funny, and it's musical, and it's fast-paced, and it's also heart-wrenching and stuff. How did you and Talia work through getting to this final product?
So it was just a whole lovely experience. So Talia is a very experienced musical theater actress. She was in Beauty and the Beast, she was in Chicago, a whole bunch of stuff over the years, and then she became a mom and sort of, you know, moved overseas to sort of, and there was a, you know, gap, not a gap here, but, you know, time in other countries, and just kind of working through that whole thing of like, what does this mean if you're an artist now? Mm. Now you've made a reputation somewhere, and now you have another phase of life, and what's going on? And back of all of her mind with all of that, she'd always wanted to do a one-woman show, and she knew she wanted music in it, and that's all she knew. Mm. And then she was listening to Spotify one day. I've got a bunch of songs on there, and she thought, this is, you know what, this is the kind of music I kind of want in this show. This is maybe a guy who can help me tell my story here. And we knew each other. We've known each other a very long time. And she sort of gave me a shout and said, hey, you know, can you write a bunch of music for a show I want to do? And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's try. And then she said, cool, I also can't write a script, so can you do that with me as well? And so we said, yeah, hey, why not? You know, you're never going to know if you don't try. Our kind of one rule was like, we must just keep going. We must get this thing done. Not one of those sort of ideas and then it never happens. And that was that. We met every Wednesday in a coffee shop, and we wrote a bit, and we'd kind of write for a while, and we'd go, you know what, we need a song here. And I'd go home, and it was just this lovely, beautiful thing that we couldn't plan. I'd go home, write the song that afternoon, you know, beginning to end, send it to her on a voice note, you know, horrible recording I did with my guitar on my phone, and she'd weep and think it was beautiful, and rinse and repeat the next week, and it was fantastic.
Sounds
and then,
amazing.
We were able to get it on.
And eight original songs later, here we are.
So, Bruce,
that's what happened, yeah.
Beautiful for Women's Month, and it spans this decade of a woman's life, and I think all women can relate to juggling roles. You're either an actress, wife, mother, sister, you're a co-worker. What would you say, how did you identify, and what was the idea of juggling different identities? How did it influence you and Talia shaping the story and the tone of the show?
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, that's just one of those very real things, and it's what makes it so relatable, and it's for guys as well. You know, we all have our roles, as you've mentioned. So just that became what obvious that was going to be the theme of the story, and be able to, you know, and that's what we wanted to highlight. So you know, just as we wrote, we just kind of needed a starting point, and we started, you know, randomly. She's in the street in New York with, you know, which is sort of based on some experience. That's where she was. And okay, where do we go from here? Okay, she went to a dance class because she wanted to try and, you know, make it in New York. And then, oh wait, hang on, something happened there. And then what happened? And so it's sort of based, loosely based on you know, real sort of roles that she sort of went through in her life. But it's not kind of, you know, note for note Talia's story. Again, which is, I think, what makes it relatable. We've had these lovely reactions, just women sort of coming out weeping afterwards. Guys as well. But, you know, just sort of come and give you a big hug. I get this so much. And which is wonderful. Having laughed as well during the show and whatever. So it's just this beautiful thing of understanding, as you mentioned, that, you know, you sort of, whatever, you are a daughter, and then you leave home. And now you kind of, this other thing that you need to figure out. And then you meet somebody, and now you're a partner, and then maybe a wife, and then maybe a mother, and then you were doing one thing professionally, but now kids won't let you, don't have enough time to do that thing. And it's this up and down emotional thing. It's this sense of what is the compromise here? Am I happy with that? Is it rewarding? Is it unexpected that it's rewarding? All of that kind of stuff.
It sounds absolutely amazing. Make sure you book your tickets to go and see Actress. It's at the Hilton Arts Festival. You can find your tickets on hiltonartsfestival.co.za.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.